Yenochmo. Ho de Tanya. Yoima kippa shechalios erev Shabbos. Loho yotoykin. It said Allah, but usually on every Shabbos, you used to blow like six tekiyas, six shofars, to warn the people it's becoming their Shabbos and stop doing malacha. Close your shops, come home, take a shower. So let's say Erev Shabbos came out Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was on an Erev Shabbos. So it said, Lohoy Yotoykin didn't have to blow the tekiyas at all. Shrash Lohoy Yotoykin, Sheish tekiyas shetoykin b'Erev Shabbos, lehibotol lehavdil, to tell people stop doing malacha on a regular Erev Shabbos. But now, Friday is Yom Kippur, Mishum Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kishavis, V'yosa B'chol Malacha. Because Yom Kippur anyway is also to do Malacha. So there's no purpose to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell the people, get ready for Shabbos. It's also Malacha anyway. V'moitzoi Shabbos, let's say Faket, Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoi Shabbos. V'hoyim Avdilim, you don't make Havdolah. Drashi Yom Chalbo Yom Kippur, Yelohoyim Avdilim B'tfilo, Hamavdu B'kodesh L'kodesh, K'moishim Avdilim B'yomtosh Chalias Moitzoi Shabbos. Hey, Stama, Yom Tov comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos, we do make Havdolah. We say, but Tadienu. Mashenken, Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos, you don't have to make Havdolah. So Reb Zera said, Mitchila, I saw a Divrei Hakalhi. This din goes according to everybody. So Trashi, Lohevi Masikna, Daita, the heavy plukta, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Mastisin. I didn't think it would be told in the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva, if Yom Kippur is called in Shabbos, or not called in Shabbos. I thought it goes according to everybody. Of the Kisalikna Lhosam, if Zer is saying the lady when he went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, is Ashka Chisei Yehuda Brei the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. He met up with Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, to Yosef Okama. He was sitting and saying, Rabbi Kivi, this didn't only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same Kedusha. That if a korban that you brought on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be marked in the Chelev at night. Mashenkin di Rabbi Shmuel, because if this din goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was like Kivon di Yom Achel be Shabbos, Kraven b'Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Shmuel himself says you are allowed to bring the Chel of Shabbos. You're allowed to bring on Yom Kippur. Or was like Litka. Or was like Tekasha. Why can't it be? Why shouldn't it be Tekayin now on Yom Kippur itself? Ki Heichad Lehevi Yoda the Chel be Shabbos Kraven b'Yom Kippurim. The people should know that Chel be Shabbos is Yom Makriv on Yom Kippurim. So Drashi Reb Kivi, the Choshev La Yom Kippur Kishabbos, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same halachas. Kolkach Leboy Lemitka Lahavdu, you don't have to make to blow to tell them a difference between Zelazel Akeru. So Leitoyken Ela Ben Yom Kal Yom Chomer, you only make a tkiya between a Kal de Gadin to a Chomer de Kiyom. The Riecha de Bishabbos Leitoyken Lahavdu Kahanim Alahakriv Chel Bishabbos. The same way, on Shabbos, you don't have to blow the shofar to tell the Kanim not to be makriv chel v'Shabbos v'yom Kippur. Is, in other words, v'yom Kippur also namil le'takin l'havdu m'lhakriv chel v'yom Kippur v'Shabbos. Don't have to blow anything that today is Friday. Yom Kippur, you don't have to blow to tell people, like at night time, you should know you can't be makriv the chelub of the korban of Yom Kippur tonight on Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, you never have a heter to bring a korban of Shabbos on Yom Kippur, or a korban of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Luchuri should have to blow the shofar. So Drashi di Rabbi Shmuel, Kivon the kill la Yom Kippur mishabbos, since Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos, with a litka, you should have to blow the shofar. La haftil, mahakrim chelba Yom Kippur mishabbos, that warn them that now what? Now Friday is Yom Kippur. And you brought the mincha, you brought the korban, Tomet Shabbin Habayim on Yom Kippur. And you didn't bring the chelub yet, you didn't bring the emurim on the mizbeach. So you may think you're allowed to bring these emurim at night time on Shabbos. Just like according to Rabbi Shmuel, the opposite way. If first comes Shabbos, then comes Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring the chelub of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring the chelub from the korban of Shabbos on Moitzoy Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So maybe you would think the opposite way also. When first comes Yom Kippur and then comes Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban, the chelub of Yom Kippur, Friday's korban, on Shabbos. So maybe you have to make a tkiya to warn the people not to. Over the key Azusa Trashi Yavinu, Shu Yom HaKal, people will know that no, Yom Kippur is the Kal. Okay, Sheyichu Yom Kippur Moitzoy Shabbos, then when Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos, then we'll lo Yitoku. People, then we don't have to blow the shofar. Is Yodi Shemutalahakir Boychel Be Shabbos. He's like this, they're not called the Elohim like Rabbi Shmuel. That when Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos. Why? Because you're allowed to bring the Chalav of the Korban of Shabbos on the nighttime on Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, when Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then we should blow the Shofar to warn the Kohanim that you should know this Korban you brought today on Yom Kippur, if you're not Makir of the Chalav of the Amurim today, you're not allowed to do it tonight on Shabbos. So that's what they told the Abzera, that this din only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Of the Zokta Abzera, V'amina le'ano, but I myself say, no. Kahanim's reason ain't, you should know, no. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to blow the shofar. If you're only blowing for the Kahanim, not to bring the Emurim, at night time, Kahanim know the Elohim. Omele makshish abredo abchizda ravashi, is that true? Mi amrin, in Kahanim's reason name, do you say that you don't have to blow the shofar to warn the Kahanim? The Kahanim itself know the halachas. There's reason. Via Tanan we learned, sholosh lahavdil esom. He used to blow these tkiyas in the base of Migdish, and before on Erev Shabbos, to warn the people to stop doing melacha, memlechas, and sholosh lahavdil min ben kodesh lechoil, to make difference between kodesh and choil. So l'chura they blew this in the Beis Hamikdash, l'chura tzerai, they needed it even for the Kohanim to know there's a difference between Shabbos and Chul. So you see, Kohanim are not Tzerizim, man. Kohanim also need a reminder. And the Gemara know, k'diyam rabaya, l'shar omad de b'Yerushalayim. That that they blew it in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash is not the pshat for the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, taka Tzerizim, man, they don't need a reminder. But they blew it in the Beis Hamikdash for the people outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi learns, k'diyam rabaya b'say the Yuma, the Perek Gimel. Gabi Nivreshes, Sha'osasa, Hilni Hamalkin. Hilni Hamalkin made a special, like, metal piece, Al Pitzche Shalecha, on the opening of the door of the Hechem, that Bishor Shachamaz Reches, the time when the sun shines in it, Litzaitzis Yetzemen, everybody can see the sparks, like the reflection of the sun. Vakil Yodim Sazman Krishma Giv. Everybody should know it's Sazman Krishma ready, it's time to say Krishma. Omezvina, the Yestakashi, Rimino, Akari Krishma, Manshe Mishma Yotzon, Alma Lab is in the crying. That the Anshe Mishma used to say it even before the Zman of Zrika Sachama. Do you say it used to daven Kibasikin? V'yom Rabbaya Obezoi, Hosim and the Nevreshes Lisharama, Sheikra Krishma Vinosa, Enechami. It wasn't for the purpose of the people in the Beis Hamikdash Gufa. Even though the Simon was in the Beis Hamikdash, the Simon was for that the people outside the Beis Hamikdash, in the Shar Am of Yerushalayim, they should see the sun rays and know it's time to say Krishma. Is Mela here also? So the Maru Hochi Nam of the Shar Am of Yerushalayim. Even though they used to have the tkiyah, they used to blow it in the Beis Hamikdash, it wasn't for the purpose of the Kahanim that they should know to stop doing melacha, because Kahanim has reason him. No, it's a purpose for Shar Am of Yerushalayim. The other people in Yerushalayim used to hear the shofar from the Beis Hamikdash, and they would know to stop doing melacha. Yeah, the Gemara Nayakasha. The Litka, it's still shver, they should still blow the shofar when Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos. The later the people should know the shari b'knivas yerik minamin cholamala. People should know that Yom Kippur has a kula, that on Yom Kippur it's muta to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now knivas yerik means, Rashi learns, like pulling off the bigger leaves to straighten out the vegetables. So Rashi v'litka bein l'Rabbi Kiva bein l'Rabbi Yishmael, according to both of them, they should still blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Loyadia to tell the people to kalhu mishabbos. You should know Yom Kippur is more kal, more easy than Shabbos. The Yom Kippur shorib knivas yerik. Yom Kippur has this new hetem that you're allowed to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Moitzoy Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Yerik tolish. If a yerik was already pulled off from before Yom Kippur, lenate ko'olim minaklochen, to pull off the leaves from the stalks. To make it smooth, straight. It should be ready to chop them up or form them to make them into small pieces. That it's an inu on Yom Kippur, that if you have to prepare the food and you can't eat it, it just makes you feel worse. So therefore the Rabbanan were matter this shvus of preparing on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so we matter you to do it on Yom Kippur. The Chur is a Svori should blow the shofar now on Yom Kippur to tell the people this kula. Shrashi Kneva Loshen Kihi de Klagodl, like I said before in Klagodl. Haiman de Konev Sukon. El de Hosom be Mechuba Vochi Betolish. Before it's talking about Nisa de Reisa, where you are pulling it off from Mechuba, your mom is ripping it off the ground. And here it's talking about where it was pulled off from before Shabbos, there's no Nisa de Reisa. So that's the Kasha. Why don't we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell us this kula? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef lefi shein doichin shvus lahati. We're not matir a shvus. We don't tell you to do an issa shvus to tell people a heter. That means Rashi lefi shein doichin shvus lahati. Kiyah shayfe shvusu. He's blowing the shayfer on Shabbos on Yom Kippur's nisa the rabbon. It's a shvus. And you're telling me now we should be doing this issa the rabbonin. Why? Lodiya heter. To tell people you should know there's a heter on Yom Kippur. The knivas yerik, you're allowed to prepare the vegetables. Ain't doichin shvus later. The territory is we don't let you be over nisa the rabbonin to tell somebody cool is over heterim. Eliezer, we're only matthew to blow on Yom Kippur on a Yom Tov tell Yisurim. If Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, we blow the key on Yom Tov to tell you that soon it's going to be Shabbos, and it's also to do malachas on Shabbos. We go in Yom Tov, Shechal Liyas Be'er Shabbos. Toike in Lahavdil, Lahavdil, we tell you to stop cooking. Cooking is mutter on Yom Tov, on Shabbos is Osir. So that's when we make the Tkiyah. But to tell you a Chiddush that something's mutter, for that would not matter this Issa Shavuz. Thus answered Rav Shishi, thus answered Rav Yosef. So the more now, Rav Shisha, Bereid, Rav Idiom, another Teretz. Shavuz Kroiva Hetiru, Shavuz Rechayka Lo Hetiru. They're only matthew to be over a shavuz to blow the shofar if it's nogeya to tell you a kula or a chumram right away for the next day. For it's nogeya only for the next year, a rechayka, a shmua, a halacha, about next year, they're not matthew to be over a shavuz now. What does it mean? So drashi rav sheshes bread rav vidi yomar, loilom doichin shavuz lahati. No, we'll tell you you're allowed to be over nisa shavuz, even if it's only for the purpose of telling you hekterim, telling you kulis. No, ihevi mi boy ilon heter idn. If you need this heter for right now for today, it'll be mutter. Avol hashted loy mi boy ilay kinivas yerek biyom kippur shechal liyas der Shabbos. But now the shalu was we're talking about where Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Friday. So you want them to blow the shofar today on this Friday to tell you that you'll ought to prepare the vegetables. Sherei b'Shabbos loyivashter. It's not true. Hey, this year Yom Kippur you can't prepare the vegetables. Because what do you want to prepare it now for? Because at nighttime you'll be able to cook them. But if nighttime is Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. For loy teit kizu el loy diyonu. So what will be the purpose of blowing the shofar this year? El loy diyonu hete b'shono acheres. To tell you the next year. Sheyichu Yom Kippur b'yemtzu Shabbos le'atiru. To tell you Chiddush that when Yom Kippur comes out in the middle of the week, you should know on Yom Kippur from Mincha v'malo, you'll have to prepare the vegetables. Because they to have them teat at nighttime. So without this year that Yom Kippur comes out Erev Shabbos. There's no reason to blow it. Of course, there's no heter. Of course, you can't cook the vegetables at nighttime. Therefore, you're not allowed to prepare them on Yom Kippur. So we're not matthew to blow the shofar this Yom Kippur just to tell us a chiddush about next Yom Kippur. That's Rosh Shishi's teretz. But really, if we'll be telling you even a heter right away, it would have been mutter. For the Gemara, if that's true, Oshvus Rekroiva Atiru, were they matter a shvus that's close by? V'yotanan, Yom Tevshachal Liyos Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Friday Erev Shabbos, is the halacha toikin for loy mavdilim. We take it, tell you to blow the shofar, to tell you that it's soon going to be Shabbos and you have to stop doing the melechas oichel nefesh, but loy mavdilim. You have a loy mavdilim, and what's the Talmud loy mavdilim, Zatrashi, if it's filah? You don't have to make havdolah when Shabbos comes out on Mitzvah Yom Tov. Only when Kodesh is going away, and the new day is considered Chol to the old day. Mashenka, now that Shabbos is coming after Yom Tov, Shabbos is more Kodesh, so it doesn't pass to make Havdalah. So the more Vaita, Moitsoi Shabbos, Luyitsoi Yom Tov comes out on Moitsoi Shabbos. Then Mavdilim, like we say with Hedienu, we say Havdolom on Moitzoi Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov. For Loi Tekim, you don't have to make the Tekia on Shabbos to tell you to stop doing Melacha, because Shabbos has a bigger Issa Melacha than Yom Tov does. Is the Kasha of Yamai, why do we say, and Tekim Litka, we should still make a Tekia when Shabbos comes out and the next day is Yom Tov, we should blow the Shofar on Yom Tov, you know, on Shabbos, you know why? Ki Hecha the later that people should know the Shari B'Shechita Li'Alter. They should know that soon it's going to be Moitzoi Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov it's mutter to make a shechita. So if you're going to tell me we're matir a shvus, the tzarech a heter, they should blow the shofar even on Shabbos when Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Tov, to tell you this chiddush that you'll have to make a shechita right after Shabbos. El, the Teretz says, El machavarta k'derab Yosef. The Teretz says all these kashas like Rav Yosef said. that when are we matter a shvus to blow the shofar on a Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on a Yom Tiv, it's only to tell you Yisurim, to tell you not to do something. But to tell you something is mutter, like on Yom Kippur, you want to blow the shofar to Madia the Yom, that they're allowed to prepare the vegetables, lahatta, we don't do that. Who are there now on Shabbos? When Mitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tiv, you want to blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell the people that on Mitzoy Shabbos, you're allowed to make a shechita on Yom Tiv? Lahatta, we don't blow the shofar. Yeah, the more weiter. Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rab Huna, V'yamri lo, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Huna, Yom HaKippur Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is also B'Knivas Yerek. Then it's also to prepare the vegetables now for Moitzoy Yom Kippur, for Moitzoy Shabbos. Hey, they're only matthew to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur alone. When Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, about you doing the Shavuos, Zayif for Shabbos, Zayif Yom Kippur, it's also. Omer Rav Mono, Tona, Minayim Yom Kippur, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Sh'osa B'Knivas Yerek. How do we know this halacha? How do we know, Taka, that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, it's different that you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoy Shabbos, Moitzoy Yom Kippur? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Shabbos and Shabbos. Is Lamai. What's the double lotion, Shabbos and Shabbos? Ilay melim locha to tell you thoughts to do melocha on Shabbos. V'yoksev lo sasa kol melocha. The pasuk says already all melochis lametes melochas are also on Shabbos. Elalav aknivas yerek. It's come to tell me that on Shabbos you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for Mitzvah Shabbos. And the chiddush says even when it comes out on Yom Kippur, still there's no heter. So Tosfos speaks out avad that is only an asmachta. Like Tosfos says near lari the asmachta bi'almahu dima diraisi Yom Kippur namilisaser. If there be an issa diraisa on preparing vegetables for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Shabbos, Havada, there wouldn't be any heter. Now here it's only an issa the Rabbonin, and it's an asmachti to say that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Rabbonin will not matter. Trashi also b'knivas yerek. V'loi mi boi be Shabbos, the Yom and Aroni, every regular Shabbos, the Yosim, Mishum Shvus. Tika Torach mi Shabbos to Choyol, because you're preparing on Shabbos for Choyol, el afilu idna, the Yesh kan inu, but even on Yom Kippur. When there's a svara to be matter because you be ma'ani yourself, you're making yourself more pain. To Abishah, Yom Kippur, Shashash, Vososa, on a regular Yom Kippur, that is also prepared for Yom Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The Alma is mutter, but on Yom Kippur, we're matter you for this reason, because it's an inu for you, Hashtag, the Chal B'Shabbos, Lashar Rabbonin. But now that Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, you should know the Rabbonin will not matter you, still it's also to do it. Thus, how Rav Ado, Omer Rav Huna. Tamar Omer Rabbi Chia. Omer Rabbi Chia Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Yom HaKippur Shechalius B'Shabbos is Dalocha Muta B'Knivas Yerek. He yells no. Even the Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos, still it's Muta to make the, prepare the vegetables for Moitzoy Shabbos. Meisvei, Havakashanyu. Minayim Yom HaKippur Shechalius B'Shabbos. How do we know that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Sh'osa B'Knivas Yerek, that's Taka Osa for you. To prepare the vegetables for Moitzoy Yom Kippur, Talmudim is Shabbos and Shabbos. It says a double lotion is both the rest. Is the mind. Ilay melo melocha that he can't do melochas that lametes melochas on Shabbos will exceed lo sasakom melochom. Pshita sasa to do melochas on Shabbos. The potter is lo sasakom melochom. El Allah be knivas yerek. El Amai, we're talking about knivas yerek. We're talking about preparing the vegetables. That even that is usher on Shabbos for Mitzvah Shabbos. And when is Nageyatu? A regular Shabbos, Pshita it's usher. That means even in the case when Shabbos and Yom Kippur come out together, still on this Shabbos, on this Yom Kippur, you can't prepare the vegetables for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So at Gemara no, Liyarlam Lamlocha. The Emes and the Pasuk is talking about a Malocha. There's an Isser Asay to do Malocha on Shabbos. V'labar Oleh B'yesev Loisasei. So the Chiddush of the Pasuk is to tell me that not only is there a Loisasei by doing Malochas on Shabbos, there's also an Isser Asay. That's the Shabbos and Shabbos. Tell you you're supposed to rest on Shabbos to make an Isser Asay if you don't. Of a benison preparing the vegetables on Yom Kippur, which comes out on Shabbos for Mitzoy Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's Takamut. Zaz Gemara Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yechanan. I bring your right to Rabbi Yechanan as Takamut. Yom Kippur, Zodoloch, Yom Kippur, Shachalias B'Shabbos, Shteklo, Muta B'Knivas Yerik. Shteklo, it's Muta to prepare the vegetables on Shabbos Yom Kippur for Mitzoy Shabbos. You see, still it's Muta. Trashi Muta B'Knivas Yerik. To Shavuos, Lavi Yisur D'Oraisa. It's only an Yisur D'Rabbanan preparing the vegetables for Mitzvah Shabbos. There's no Yisur D'Oraisa involved. El D'Rabbanan. For Hocha on Yom Kippur, Mishumag Mas Nefesh, Semesakin, Vienna Oichum. The fact we're matter you to prepare the food, but you're not allowed to eat the food. It's very close to mimani yourself, to give yourself a pain. Here the Rabbanu will matter you. V'dafki yishinol mina mincho lamaladi will matter you. Shu shoyev o mitzapa le'esachil. You're waiting, you're ready till the time when you can start eating. V'ika agmas nefesh tvei. And right now there's a big agmas nefesh. You're going to feel worse. If we tell you you're allowed to start preparing the food for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, here you're starving away and you want to eat, and you're going to work with the food now to prepare it for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and you still can't eat, that's a big agmas nefesh. See how the Rabbanu will matter you. You're allowed to even peel the nuts on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. You're allowed to peel the pomegranates also on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. When? Only from Mincha time and onwards on Yom Kippur will they matter you. Why? Because then there's a big agmas nefesh that bothers you a lot. It bothers you a lot. As you're fasting so long, and you start preparing now with food, it's going to bother you much more. It'll give you a tremendous inui. So that's why they will matter you to do it on Yom Kippur. So the more Devei Rav Yehuda, Mekan Vekarva, in Rav Yehuda's house, he used to let them peel off the cabbage on Yom Kippur from Min HaMincha L'malam. Devei Rav Gardi Kori, in Rav's house, they mat them to peel off the pumpkins on Yom Kippur from Min HaMincha L'malam. Abazot the Gemara, Ki Von the Choza, Tevi Kor Mecharfi, when Rav Yehuda saw that in his house the people started to prepare the food. Even before Mincha, Mecharfi means a little bit earlier on, Satrashi, Kivun the Chose, Devi Kor Mecharfi, Magdimim Lefnei HaMincha, the Hashtalav Agmas Nefeshum. He started to prepare even before Mincha, and then you don't feel so bad, so there's not such an Agmas Nefesh. And then Rabbanu will not matter you, is Omelu. You know what Rabbi Yehuda told his Bnei Bias? He told him, Also Igra Sami Marova, I just received a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan the Yosser. Rabbi Yechanan said it's also to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So Rashlan's chat, Omaluli in Shebes, he told his people in his house, Also Igra Sami Marova, Ki Hechad la Kabuli Minei. As Mashri from Rashi, really he didn't receive a letter from Eretz Yisrael. No, he just told over his Bnei Beisar that they should believe him. If he'll say it in his own name, they won't be Makabah from him. So he said it over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Yishnau it's Osa. So Chur from here, Tzaraya, that on the tzad, you know something is Vada Yosa. And somebody else doesn't want to listen to you. He doesn't want to be Makabah from you. You tell him it's Osa, he thinks, no, it's Mutta. You have had to tell him, Yishnau, like your Moshe Feinstein holds it's Osa. You have had to tell him in a bigger name than you to say that it's Osa. La'am is the verb, to make him be Makabah what you're saying. But that was the Ma'aseh of Yehuda. He didn't want to tell his Bnei Beisai that he himself held was Osir, but instead he said he received a letter from Rabbi Yechanan to say that it was Osir.